Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. If you are joining us for the first time, this is the hour of prophetic decree, the hour of prophetic declaration. You are welcome to this platform, and I pray that God will lift you up. God will expand your coast, and God will enlarge your coast in life. You will not go down. The glory of God will cover you. The hand of Jehovah will promote your destiny. The Lord will make all your enemies to be under your feet. God Almighty will disgrace your opposers. Those that conspire against you shall be frustrated. Those that camped against you shall be disgraced. In the name of Jesus Christ, the activity of darkness against your life shall be frustrated. In the name of Jesus Christ, every occultic power raging against your destiny shall scatter. In the name of Jesus Christ, power that is oppressing you in the night shall be disgraced. In the name of Jesus Christ, at this middle hour of the night, I command every coven meeting against your life shall scatter. Every coven meeting against your family shall scatter. Every coven meeting against your progress shall scatter. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree into your life now, from today, begin to move forward, 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 begin to move forward. In the name of Jesus Christ, the verdict of darkness over your destiny is broken by fire, is broken by fire, is broken by fire, is broken by fire. In the name of Jesus Christ, God will promote your destiny. God will lift you high. God will expand you and take you to the next level. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, I want you to get ready. The Lord has been doing wonders. And I want to bless the name of the Lord for all the feedback we are having. And I want you to know one thing, that the Lord has a plan for every one of you. As you are connected to us on this very particular program, the Almighty God will remember you in Jesus' name. Today is the third day of the month of June, year 2021. Beloved, look at it. We are in the middle of the year already. Just like yesterday, we started this year. And the year is now at the middle. Before we can say Jesus is Lord, we shall be having the end of the year. The Lord has given us grace to see January, February, March, April, May, June. And by the mercy of God, we shall see June, July, August, September, October, November, December, in the name of Jesus Christ. That shall be our portion. That shall be our love, in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, I just want you to get ready, because God is going to do a new thing in your life today. Few days ago, I started talking about deep secrets you need to know. Deep secrets you need to know. And I told you that for you to excel in this, your generation, you must know some deep secrets. For you to walk in the mix of those who are terribly terrible, you need to know deep secrets. For you to excel in the mix of the wolves, you need to know deep secrets. For your destiny to see light, you need to know deep secrets. Deep secrets are for deep people. Deep secrets are for those who want to move forward in life. Understand something, that secrets are mysteries of God. Secrets encapsulate in the glory of God. Secrets are hidden facts. Secrets are for deep people, like I told you. And let me always remind you, God is the revealer of secrets. Nothing empowers you like knowledge. That is why somebody said information leads to transformation. Every great destiny rides on the vehicles of information. So you cannot substitute information at all. In the quest of your change of position, you need information. Knowing the secret is possessing a working knowledge about something. And to be informed is to be transformed. If you are not informed, you will be deformed. The secret you know empowers you to overcome obstacles and possess your possession. The secret you know is the power of revelation in your hand. The secret you know will make you a mystery. Secrets are always hidden by heaven. You must find it out. Every pace setter ride on the winds of secret and revelation. Your depth of understanding is what determines your height, in every accomplishment you attain. You must understand that. Many people are motivated and they have self-motivation because of the secret they know. Therefore, secrets are powerful weapons to win battles of life. Deep secrets are necessary for you to know. Look at
Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29. The Bible said, the secret things belong to the Lord our God. The secret things belong to the Lord our God. But those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the works of this law. So there are secret things and they belong to our God. And those that are revealed to us and our children. So therefore, we have a legal right also to demand for the revelation of those secret things. And that is why I have started exposing you and giving you systematic lecture, you know, in this episode about secret things you need to know. I gave you number one. I said you must know the secret of the way you were conceived. Many people have been conceived in a very wrong way. Many have been conceived in a diabolical way. And this is affecting their life, because the way you conceive is the root of your foundation. Number two, the secret behind what we experience in the womb. Most pregnant women will tell you that when they are pregnant, they begin to have some dreams that are very strange. And this is affecting the baby in the womb. Number three, the secret behind your name. You also understand what is the meaning of your name. Because your name is a pilot and it's a touchlight of your destiny. It's your light, it's a candle of your life. Number four, the secret of the mark in your body. I told you, the mark in your body, you have to know the secret behind it. Number five, the secret about your place of birth. The secret about your place of birth. God instructed his prophet Jeremiah. He said, Jeremiah, thou shalt not marry in this place. Jeremiah, thou shalt not born in this place. Jeremiah, thou shalt not establish yourself in this place. Because those who are married in this place and those who are born in this place, they will die grievous death. Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 1. To four. So you must understand that thing, the secret about your place of birth. Can't you look at the way Jesus was born? He was born in the manger. There was secret about it. Jesus Christ came as an humble servant of God, as an humble servant of the Most High God. He came like that as an humble. That was why he was born in the manger. The Bible says there was no room for him in the inn. It has already been programmed in heaven that is going to be born in the manger. So therefore, the secret of your place of birth really matters. You need to find it out, because it can affect your destiny. It can pull you down where you are about to rise up. And that is why there are people now, when they have dreams, they have constant dreams of their place, constant dreams seeing themselves in their place of birth. Very, very important. Number six is the secret behind the spiritual history of your father's house. The secret about the spiritual history of your father's house. You must know the spiritual history of your father's house. In your father's house, are they hunters? In your father's house, are they masquerade carriers? In your father's house, are they those who recover the debt? In your father's house, are they are they collectors of tax? You know, you have to look at what your father's and what is done in your father's house. In your father's house, are they farmers? In your father's house, are they slaves? In your father's house, are they house elves? You have to look at that, because that's us also a strong force to implicate or to affect and to attack your destiny. Number seven, the secret about the spiritual history of your mother's house. Look at your mother's house. As the idea into idolatry in your mother's house, idea into the worship of marine, idea into the worship of pythons, idea into the worship of one thing or the other. You have to know that this spiritual history will always help you and will always enlighten you. It will always guide you and will always lead you and always make you to know what to do. And the number eight is the secret behind the place where you live when you are growing up. This is very, very important. Many a times when we pray aggressively, some people begin to see themselves in the place where they live when they're in primary school. They begin to see themselves in the place where they live when they're in secondary school. You have to know the secret behind that place. You have to know the secret why you are seeing yourself there. If you are seeing yourself constantly in the place where you live when you are growing up, it is revealed to you that something had affected your destiny there. Something has been taken away from your destiny in that location. A strong man in that location has altered your destiny. You need to revisit that location. You need to send fire to that location. You need to pray that God should send his fire to the location to recover everything stolen from you. Because by seeing that location constantly means that a covenant has been established between you and that location. Means that something has been stolen from you in that location. It is high time for us to recover those things. And I pray that today you will recover everything that you have lost to the enemy in Jesus' name. I want you to begin to confess your sin to the Lord. Tell the Lord to have mercy. Tell the Lord to show you his mercy today. Tell the Lord to show you kindness. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We are going to pray now. I want you to get ready. These prayers, they are very important. You must pray them. Pray the prayer very loud and clear. Say, ancestral evil hand. In my foundation, wither in the name of Jesus. Ancestral evil hand in my foundation, wither, 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 wither. In Jesus' name, pray. Any evil done by my ancestors that is affecting my destiny negatively, in the name of Jesus. Any evil done by my ancestors that is affecting my destiny negatively. In the name of Jesus, any evil done by my ancestor that is affecting my destiny negatively. In the name of Jesus, any evil done by my ancestors that is affecting my life negatively. In the name of Jesus, any evil done by my ancestor that is affecting my life negatively. In Jesus' name, pray. Say, dark river in my foundation, dry up. In the name of Jesus, dark river in my foundation, dry up. In the name of Jesus, dark river in my foundation, dry up. In the name of Jesus, dark rivers in my foundation, dry up, dry up. In Jesus' name, pray. Say, dark mountain standing between me and my next level, collapse. In the name of Jesus, dark mountain standing between me and my next level, collapse. In the name of Jesus, dark mountain standing between me and my next level, collapse, 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 collapse. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, any good thing stolen from my hand when I was a child, I recover you by fire. In the name of Jesus, any good thing stolen from my hand when I was a child, I recover you by fire. In the name of Jesus, any good thing stolen from my hand when I was a child, I recover you by fire. In the name of Jesus, any good thing stolen from my hand when I was a child, I recover you by fire. In the name of Jesus, any good thing stolen from my hand when I was a child, I recover you by fire. 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 In Jesus' name, we pray. You may need to spend 20 minutes on these prayers after this broadcast. You need to spend 20 minutes aggressively and pray this prayer very well. Now, bring out your bottle of oil. If you don't have a bottle of oil, you can bring your bottle of water. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all this faith material. We pray that the anointing of the Holy Ghost will enter into the bottle of oil. It will enter into this bottle of water. The power in the blood of Jesus will enter into this oil and this water. The fire of deliverance will enter into the oil and the water. And this shall be an instrument of deliverance. In Jesus' name we pray. Take that oil and anoint your belly button. Just a little, not too much, just a little. Touch your belly button. You can also rub your stomach with it. You can rub your stomach with it. And lay your hand on that place. Three prayer points I want you to pray very well. Say it very well. Say, foundational serpent hiding in my body, come out in the name of Jesus. Foundational serpent hiding in my body, come out, 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 come out. Foundational serpent hiding in my body, come out in the name of Jesus. Foundational serpent hiding in my body, come out, come out, come out, come out. In Jesus' name we pray. Number two, say, foundational scorpion hiding in my body, come out in the name of Jesus. Foundational scorpion hiding in my body, come out in the name of Jesus. Foundational scorpion hiding in my body, come out, 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 in Jesus' name we pray. Number three is a foundational strong man attached to my life. There, in the name of Jesus, foundational strong man attached to my life. There, in the name of Jesus, foundational strong man attached to my life. There, in the name of Jesus, foundational strong man attached to my life. There, in Jesus' name we pray. Take the oil and anoint your chest. Rub it very well your chest and say this one loud and clear. Evil arrow against me shall not prosper. In the name of Jesus, every voice of darkness calling my name in the night, be silenced forever. Every sickness in my body, get out, get out. Put your hand on your chest as we are saying that. Get out, get out. I command the sickness in your body to get out, get out, get out, get out, get out, get out. In Jesus' name we pray. Take the oil now and anoint your waist. Hold your waist with your two hands. Say this one loud and clear. Pray this one. Say generational python inherited by my ancestors that is affecting my life. In the name of Jesus, generational python inherited by my ancestor that is affecting my life. There, in the name of Jesus, generational python inherited by my ancestors that is affecting my life. There, in the name of Jesus, generational python inherited by my ancestors that is affecting my life. There, in the name of Jesus, generational python inherited by my ancestors that is affecting my life. There, in the name of Jesus, generational python inherited by my ancestors that is affecting my life. There, in the name of Jesus, generational python inherited by my ancestors that is affecting my life. There, in the name of Jesus, generational python inherited by my ancestors that is affecting my life. There, in the name of Jesus, generational python inherited by my ancestors that is affecting my life. There, in Jesus' name we pray. I command every poison of the serpent in your body to depart, 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 depart. In the name of Jesus, every Leviathan spirit coiling around your waist, there in the name of Jesus Christ, there in the name of Jesus Christ, leposhka, every strange dark chain pulling your waist backward, break, 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 in the name of Jesus Christ. Take the oil and anoint your head now and say like this. Say, my destiny, hear the word of the Lord. Get out from the captivity of your father's house in the name of Jesus. My destiny, hear the word of the Lord. Get out from the captivity of my father's house in the name of Jesus. My destiny, hear the word of the Lord. Get out from the captivity of my father's house. Get out, get out, get out, get out, get out in Jesus' name. Pray number two. Say, my destiny, hear the word of the Lord. Get out from the bondage of my mother's house in the name of Jesus. My destiny, hear the word of the Lord. Get out from the bondage of my mother's house in the name of Jesus. My destiny, hear the word of the Lord. Get out from the bondage of my mother's house. Get out, get out, get out, get out in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray this third word. Say, my destiny, hear the word of the Lord. Get out from the bondage of my place of birth in the name of Jesus. My destiny, hear the word of the Lord. Get out from the bondage of my place of birth in the name of Jesus. My destiny, hear the word of the Lord. Get out of the bondage of my place of birth in Jesus' name. I command a liberation upon your destiny now. I command your destiny to move forward. Every chain of darkness binding your destiny shall be broken. Every graveyard cloth on your destiny shall be roasted. Every madman pursuing your destiny in the dream shall depart in the name of Jesus Christ. Every avenger of blood pursuing your destiny, there, 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 in the name of Jesus Christ, I command the blood of death to silence the avenger in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Anoint your hand. I prophesy that that hand shall prosper. Embargo of darkness upon that hand shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Prophesy on that your leg now as you anoint it. Yes, say like this. Say, I prophesy on my leg shall move me forward. My leg shall not stagnate me in the name of Jesus. I bless your leg with the anointing of moving forward in the name of Jesus Christ. Bring your prayer request. Heavenly Father, I prophesy on this prayer request. They shall receive divine attention and the Holy Ghost shall overshadow them with power they shall be answered by fire. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. I prophesy into the life of as many people hearing me now. If you are looking for the fruit of the womb, hear me very well. I prophesy into your life, you will carry your children. You shall be mother of 10,000 children in the name of Jesus Christ. When I say 10,000 children, you know what I mean? That through you, nations shall emerge. I pray that through you, nations shall emerge. The same statement was pronounced upon Sarah, that 10,000 children shall come from you. Through you, nations shall emerge. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord shall make you productive, and you will not be barren. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for those who have not married. The Almighty God will connect you to your own life partner, and there shall be testimony of marital settlement. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for those who are looking for job. May God give you wonderful job, good job, job that when you are doing it, you will have cause to glorify the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, those who are doing business, the Lord will favor you. The Lord will bless you. The Almighty God will pour blessing upon your business. Your business shall not be stagnant. Every occult power against your business shall be silenced. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for those who have property to sell, and it has been very long, nobody come. Holy Ghost, incubate that property. Let the yoke break on that property. In the name of Jesus Christ, any power that is manipulating your children against your destiny, power that is fighting against your destiny, I command that power right now, be arrested. In the name of Jesus Christ, I want to pray for the students who are writing exam. Hear me now. I prophesy upon your life now. You will pass your exam excellently well. In the name of Jesus Christ, all students writing exam, hear the word of the Lord. God will give you photographic memory. In the name of Jesus Christ, what is coming out on that exam, it shall be revealed to you in your dream. And you are coming out excellently well. All those who are going to write exam, wherever you are now, take the oil and anoint your head. Anoint your head now with that oil. If you are going to do exam, anoint your head with that oil. You are going to do that one 3 times. No, anoint it like that. Number one, number two, number three. Say like this. Say, my brain, wake up. In the name of Jesus, my brain, wake up. This prayer is for those who are writing exam or you are about to write exam. My brain, wake up, 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 wake up. In the name of Jesus Christ. Those who are expecting their green car, they are expecting their visa, they are expecting everything. You have done submission and you have not received anything. No reply. I want you to just do something. If you have a photocopy of that very particular document, you will bring it out now and say this one to it now. Say, Holy Ghost, overshadow this document. And let there be testimony. Holy Ghost, overshadow this document. Let there be testimony. In the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, overshadow this document. Overshadow this document. Holy Ghost, overshadow this document. Overshadow this document. Overshadow this document. In Jesus' name we pray. Something is happening already. God is giving some people a lot of testimony there. Beloved, if God has blessed you and you know that God has blessed you, make sure you give testimony and make sure that you always appreciate the Lord, and God will always continue to help you. God will continue to assist you in the name of Jesus Christ. If you are sick in any part of your body, lay your hand on that part. I command in the name of Jesus, every sickness in your body, every disease hiding in your body, every plantation of infirmity in that portion of your body, I command that sickness, depart, go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, I command you now be healed. In the name of Jesus, you cannot see where, you cannot walk where. In the name of Jesus, the chain of darkness over your life is broken, and I command you to be liberated. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. May the Almighty God favor you, and may the mercy of God remain with you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, in case you want to pass information across to us, want to share testimony, you can private chat me on this number, 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Medical Ministry, Fextac Town, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Fextac Town. Mountain of Fire Medical Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Fextac Town. I remain your friend, your lovely friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akela. God bless you.